Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about returning to God and discovering those times and those areas of our life where we have a tendency to drift away on our own, follow after the alluring aspects of the world and the things that are not of God, or just simply get busy or distracted, or the cares of the world kind of strangle out our relationship with God, the one that we longed for when we first began. And so there's a time for all of us to examine ourselves and to see where we're at in our relationship. And what it looks like to return. And it's good to know and to keep in mind the process and to remember our own process of returning to God as we seek to share the good news of Jesus and see others that would return to God. So today we're going to talk and pray a little bit about returning with a whole heart and the kind of the key to remaining and staying faithful. God knew that His people, His children, whether it was the people of Israel in the Old Testament, whether it's you and I today, would have difficulty in staying faithful, in remaining true to His Word, to His family, and would talk about the times that people would stray, people would wander, people would go off and do their own thing, and even times where they would be disciplined and corrected and taken away from their land. But in Jeremiah 24, verse 7, God talks about His people and what He has done and will do in order to draw them back to Himself. And it says, "I will give them a heart to know Me, that I am the Lord. They will be My people, and I will be their God, for they will return to Me with all their heart." God's desire is to turn the hearts of people, of you and I, of our neighbors, our co-workers, our fellow students, those that we know, those that we may not know that well. God's desire is to turn their hearts towards Him. Sometimes that happens and it's hard to recognize, because those whose hearts have been turned towards God may not know fully what it is they're looking for. They simply realize there's an emptiness, a longing in their heart that is not satisfied. And a part of that is God's work in turning their heart toward Him so that they begin the process of seeking, of desiring, of finding. And as we turn our hearts towards God, as He directs us to Himself, He claims us as His, even as we claim Him as ours. And He says this takes place because we choose to seek Him, to find Him with a whole heart. Jesus says that we ought to love God. He quotes the Old Testament commands as He has interaction with individuals about the greatest commandment of all. He says it's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And He says the second command is pretty similar. It's to love your neighbor as yourself. But it has to do with not simply the act of loving, not simply the decision of loving, but the motivation and intensity. Do we love God enough that we are willing to sacrifice everything else? Or is it just another item on our list? I love God like I love chocolate, like I love ice cream, like I, well, that might be taken a bit too far. You see, we prioritize our list, and then all of a sudden we begin to think there might be things that we take more seriously than we take God. And so we quit prioritizing our list because, well, it doesn't make us out to be who we claim to be. You see, from God's perspective, when we return to Him, we return with a whole heart. We return because we have decided, we have concluded after all that we have chased after, that nothing satisfies like God. Nothing fulfills our deepest longings, our deepest desires, our deepest needs like God. The beautiful part about finding God and pursuing Him with a whole heart is that He recognizes how the various aspects of life can complete us when our life is centered in Christ. It's not that He generally takes away all of those other things that we enjoy, that we like, that we have desire for, but rather when we make all of those things submissive to our pursuit of God, when we put them in the proper place, they become tools for our relationship with God rather than competing with our relationship with God. You see, we return to God, we return with a whole heart, we return not being satisfied until God fills us. And that longing that has been tugging at our heart, been pulling on our life, is realized. As we go through life today, there will probably be times, if we are honest with ourselves, that, well, God's not really in our mind. We're not really thinking about how He would want us to drive, how He would want us to interact with the clerk at the store, how He would want us to work, to play, to help others. We kind of set life on autopilot at times because we get so accustomed to doing things in a certain way, a way that has shown itself to be somewhat effective for us at least, that it's easy to drift. And before we know it, life is simply life and God is simply out there. The good news for every one of us is God says when we seek Him, we will find Him. When we seek Him with a whole heart. Here at Deer Run, as we celebrate 25 years of worshiping God together on this property as the Deer Run Church of Christ, we're beginning a focus simply called Welcome Home, realizing that there are those that perhaps have called Deer Run home over the years and, well, have drifted away. I know there's many that God has plugged in elsewhere and they're actively involved serving the Lord. But there are those that aren't connected with a church family. And our desire is to say to you, welcome home. Whether it's simply for a visit or it's home to stay. We know there are those in our community that are what I call spiritually homeless. They're pursuing God. They're seeking to live a godly life, but for whatever reasons, they're doing it on their own, disconnected, And to those, we want to say, welcome home. And there are those that are kind of in that beginning process, trying to figure out who God is and what it looks like to live for Him and to serve Him. And to those, we want to say, welcome home. Not that it's a special calling from us, but it's God's calling to every person. To all who would respond with a whole heart, welcome home. So today, as we pray, I pray for those that need a home. I pray for those that physically and literally need a home. But I pray for those that need a spiritual home, a place of belonging, a place of encouragement, a place of correction and teaching and training in righteousness, which is, God says, is the purpose of His Word, a place of fellowship. And whether it's here at Deer Run or another body of believers that teach God's Word, I pray that you find a home and that you feel at home because you return to God with a whole heart. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has consistently called us home to yourself. You've called us to return to you. You've called us to change our heart and mind and to submit so that our return to you is with a whole heart, not a divided or distracted heart, not a heart that just simply adds you to a list of other things that are important to us, but a heart of belonging, a heart that belongs to you and understands that. God, today I pray for those that are spiritually homeless, who love you, who honor you, who seek to please you, but for whatever reasons find themselves doing it alone. And Father, I pray that they would find a church family, a body of believers that would say to them, welcome home. Father, for those that are literally homeless, I pray that you would provide in ways that meet their needs. You use your children, that you would use each one of us to consider what it looks like to care for people. Father, that regardless of a person's circumstance, that they would understand and know your desire for every single one of us to return home with a whole heart, to come back to you, the one who created us, the one who called us into being, the one who knit us together in our mother's womb. And Father, whether we've drifted far away or whether we've simply gotten stuck in the motions of life, may we return with a whole heart. May we make that decision each day, that today my whole heart belongs to you. And I'll listen. And I'll mold my life around the things which honor Jesus, which lift Him up. Father, today may we have a heart that is softened by your word. A heart that belongs to you, a heart that continually seeks you and knows you. And Father, as we live in such a way, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him, would know His calling to come home. May today be a day that we live as your children. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.